What's up, podcast? Text MEM to 31996 to get access to my free content planner and be first to get notified when anything new launches. By the way, I'm hosting a content workshop this month. Registration opens June 8th. Spots are limited. So again, if you want to be first to be notified, text MEM to 31996. This podcast contains audio from a recent Instagram Live I did where we discussed the purpose of ads and when you should start running ads. Ads is basically reaching a, you know, large group of people within a short period of time in exchange for money. If you decide to go the organic route, meaning you're posting on your newsfeed, you're going out and engaging to grow your page, that's going to take time. And you're going to be limited by the amount of actions you can take on the platform. There are only so many posts you can like within an hour. There are only so many comments you can make, only so many people you can follow, only so much content you can create. So you could be limited to, you know, growing organically, you know, let's say at 50 followers per day. You could be limited organically when you're smaller, you know, to one sale per day. But if you run ads, you know, you can reach a larger amount of people with a whole lot less effort, again, in exchange for money. So, you know, that's ads pretty much in its most simple form. I don't see the prices, and yes, I know. Well, see, so you know what time it is. But yeah, I only advise running ads when your organic stuff is already working. Like, you know, your existing sales funnel, your existing content, all of that stuff works. So by, you know, layering that with ads, you're just, you know, adding more fuel to the fire. That's the only time I advise running ads. And the only people that I've really seen do well with ads, I don't know if she's still on the call, have been older brands. They're full-time in their business, and they're already getting sales organically. That way, when they turn on ads, the ads are likely to perform, you know, the equivalent of what they're already doing organically. Well, really better, because now they get to reach more people. Do you think it's a good idea to show the actual price of a unit crossed out and show sale price, but it's really not a sale? We did that when we started out. Not on purpose, but by default with WordPress. It may help increase conversions. You know, you would have to test that to see if it increases conversions or not, but you know, it'll help. You know, if they feel that they're getting a $500 wig for, you know, $300, whatever the price is. Well, I guess it's based on the cost to find a market like India. Yeah, so, one second, I don't know why this thing acting like this. So basically, you know, to find the what's going on in your market, you could call other hairstylists and, you know, see what they're charging for Hair Plus install, or go to their website and go from there. I know, like, average in Dallas, on a low end for an install, you're going to pay $50. On a high end from, you know, a Buddha or a Jonathan or something like that, you may spend like $200+. So we kind of fall, you know, in between that. Hair by Dez, thanks for joining. Again, we're doing a Q&A, so if you have any questions, feel free to send them over. Also, the 30-minute coaching calls are still on sale at $25. That's 50% off. So if you like, you know, personalized one-on-one help, you can sign up by clicking the link in my bio. I will be removing that link probably after I get off the live, because I should have taken it down the day ago. But I haven't really been on Instagram today. Yes, that's what I have. Anything else that y'all struggling with? I will reach out tomorrow. Okay, perfect. Any other struggles? Content. Also, I do have a workshop coming up for content. So the workshop is basically supposed. Thanks for listening. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, please leave me a 5-star review wherever you consume your podcast at. Again, thanks for listening.